Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, okay, I want to talk about Big E, because if you don't know, he fell on his head during this latest episode of SmackDown, and at the moment, it certainly sounds like he has actually broken his neck. So I just send all the positive thoughts and all the well wishes to this man, and I hope he can recover and come back quicker than John Cena. And the reason I wanted to mention it at the start of this week's episode of Ups and Downs is because nothing else that happened on SmackDown matters. I don't care about winners, I don't care about losers, I don't care about stories, I don't care about angles, I don't care about people that may have been renamed stupid names. All I care about is that somebody is well and somebody gets healthy. And really, when this stuff does happen, it puts all the other nonsense into perspective. However, I do understand that it's fun to have fun with the silliness of professional wrestling, so we will get into that because it serves as a good distraction. But like I already say, that is secondary, and all the love to Big E. Let's up those downs. Got a big video package reminding us of everything that happened at the Madison Square Garden house show between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. And I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like WWE has shown me this around about 70,942 times. This is when Brock also came to the ring. Surprise, surprise, he's not very happy. In fact, he was so mad about what had happened, he had decided he doesn't even care about the WWE title anymore, and he launched it into the crowd. And this man, even at 45 years old, wherever he is, still does not understand his own strength. I'm pretty sure he hit a kid right in the face. He continued storming around until Paul Heyman walked out instead of Roman Reigns. It's all like, Brock, man, you gotta calm down, you gotta chill. I was like, Paul, that's your plan? You're gonna try and have a conversation? You should have come out with a trank gun. Heyman also claimed that Reigns wasn't here tonight, and this is when a light bulb went off in Brock Lesnar's head, and he was like, well, if our tribal chief isn't here, there's no one protecting you. And he quite literally ran Paul Heyman off. Honestly, Lesnar, for a big man, he really moved. This was hilarious too, because Heyman actually did look like he thought he was going to be killed. And because Lesnar was chasing him at such speed, it was a bit like a Prince of Persia boss. However, Paul Heyman was able to get into a limousine. He was able to scoot away. So I was like, man, he must have really nailed that quick time event. And I assumed this wasn't done and we were going to get more on SmackDown later, but I was utterly wrong. However, I did think it was a good start. It was then time for the New Day versus Sheamus and Ridge Holland match, and we've already talked about it. The finish was Sheamus attacking Kofi Kingston on the top rope, gave him a bro kick, 1, 2, 3, and again, I couldn't give a flubble sticks about any of that. And once again, please, please, Big E, be okay. So instead, we will focus on what happened beforehand. Because Sheamus and Ridge Holland were hanging out just playing Nintendo when they revealed a brand new member to their group, and his name is Butch. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, who's Butch? Maybe it's a dog, or maybe they brought a bushwhacker back, or maybe it's actually German, so it would be pronounced bitch. But no, it's none of these. And for some reason, Pete Dunne has arrived on the main roster. We're gonna call him Butch. Now, as I've said before, I don't really care about this because in a few weeks we'll all forgotten about it. And if WWE rang me up and said, oh, Simon, we want you to be Bald McGee Teehee on Friday nights, we have to come out and rub your bald head and go Teehee, I would do it. Of course I would. But seriously, who is Butch meant to be? Some kind of a cartoon? And it's kind of a shame because Ridge Holland, Sheamus, and Butch as a threesome are a really great team. But I just don't understand why we have to do it. Now, fair play to WWE. Sheamus did say that this was his nickname. But come on now, let's see it for what it is. After the match, Butch went all scrappy-doo as well. And that's when I was like, I can see what we're doing here. Can you imagine? You wake up one day like, man, I dreamed to be a professional wrestler. I'm going to get main event in WrestleMania. And someone goes, no, you're going to be cool, Butch. And also, fair play to Pete Dunne. He has arrived on the main roster of WWE, so he has had a terrific journey. But yeah, seriously, nobody can get behind Butch getting it down. We then got shown the Steve Austin rebuttal video to everything that Kevin Owens had done on Raw. And seriously, if you haven't seen this, you need to go and watch it. By the time it was over, I was like, well, I don't even know what's happening at WrestleMania. But I do know that Steve Austin and Kevin Owens doing something is going to be the most important moment in my life. The man still got it. Interview with Sami Zayn after two, and he was livid that Kayla Braxton called him a former champion. I was like, Sami, that is the case. But he's also upset because Johnny Knoxville got his phone number and he put it on a banner. He attached that banner to a plane and that thing's been flying around California. So obviously people saw it and they kept calling up Sam. So it really was so silly in the best possible way. And I know that nobody agrees with me, but I don't care. I am looking forward to Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville. WWE then reached into their magic booking cap and just did exactly what it said, because it was Drew McIntyre and the Viking Raiders taking on Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss and Jinder Mahal, or the new 3MB. As it turned out, that didn't happen at all, because Eric and Ivar got beaten up backstage when they're about to make their entrance. And I was like, you dudes are meant to be Vikings. Like back in the day, you were like pillaging and ruining towns. You would have been kicked out of the Viking Brotherhood because let's face it, you suck. Anywho, all the bad guys then came out and they did attack Drew McIntyre, but they forgot that one, Drew McIntyre is a babyface that WWE likes, so he was allowed to fight back. But also two, he's got a massive sword. Once again, he was just poking it at people. So as I've said before, and as I was saying all the way up to WrestleMania, if we get to that show and he doesn't cut somebody's head off, well, the story did not go in the direction that's been teased. So this was more than fine because it was just an angle more than a match. And I am totally cool with Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin. Drew can win. And then I tell you, he'll probably be next in line for Roman Reigns. Good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ronda Rousey was out next. It basically was exactly how you'd expect. She is still super over, so we've done something correct here. And she was all like, oh man, last week, Charlotte Flair called me a one-trick pony. Well, I ain't a one-trick pony anymore because I went to my mentor, Kurt Angle, and I learnt an ankle lock. And I was like, wait a minute, you're a former UFC champion. I'm pretty sure you already had all the moves. She also compared this statement to someone saying about Mike Tyson, well, he's a one-trick pony because he just knocks people out. And I was like, wait a minute, isn't that the criticism from the naysayers of Mike Tyson? That he focused too much on his KO game, so when he came up against someone who could, like, you know, keep them at bay with his jab, he had a problem. Anyway, this is not a boxing show, so let's just move on. This is when Flair did arrive and said, oh, were you only able to tap me out last week because of my heels? Ronda was like, all right, well, let's go again. So Charlotte left. That was the entire segment. And I do think this match at WrestleMania is going to be very good and probably ends when Ronda does top out Charlotte Flair. I suppose it breezed by nicely. I was then proven very wrong, because this is when we were told that Brock Lesnar had left the building, so he wasn't going to be able to murder Paul Heyman on this evening, when we were back to the magical WWE booking hat, because it was Naomi and Sasha Banks taking on Shayna Baszler and Nadalia. Now, I do think they did everything they could here, but I have some questions. One, has anybody told us why Sasha Banks and Naomi teamed up to begin with? Two, why can't WWE understand that we should be doing more with Shayna Baszler? And three, I swear, 9 times out of 10, everybody forgets that we actually have women's tag team titles. It was pretty short, as it always is, and I suppose it was fine for what it was. Zelina Vega was out there and she got the apron, so Natalya went careening into her. That's when Sasha Banks pinned Natalya. I couldn't help but think to myself, man, all of this feels like such an afterthought, and everybody involved deserves so much more. And it's cool that they are going to get their shot at WrestleMania, but it did not do much for me. Down. We then got another recap video, as we were reminded of the Usos' reign of terror recently, and this was very well placed in the show, because the next bit, Jimmy and Jey Uso coming out. They were super duper happy that they'd been champions for over a year, and before they could say much else, they got interrupted by Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. So bring it down, that is 53 interruptions in WWE and 79 overall. It is a lot. Of course, they wanted a match at WrestleMania, so they said Geese title shot, and the Usos went, all right, we will, but only if Rick Boogs can beat Jey. So Rick Boogs then beat Jey, and that's all we needed to set it up. Jimmy also smashed a guitar over Boogs' head, I suppose, to give this something. But my word, is this utterly ridiculous. Like, if you're Shinsuke Nakamura, shouldn't you be saying, can I have another shot at the Intercontinental title I just lost? But no, and I'm just so daft with people walking out and going, oh, hello, sir. Could I please challenge for your championship? They go, of course you can. Otherwise, it won't be on the card. Gotta give it a down. We then went quite big with Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. And I tell you straight, I'm here for it. Because Sami Zayn and Ricochet had made their way to the ring to have their Intercontinental title rematch when Austin Theory was all, hi, I want to be out there as well. And he sat down to Pat, who turned to him and said, why are you out here, you goober? There's no need to be. Theory didn't like that at all, so he went up to McAfee and slapped him right around the face. And this is when they got into a massive brawl and they had to be broken up. And the whole time Michael Cole was breaking down going, no, Pat, what have you done? What have you done? You may be about to lose your job. Now, do not do that. Do not take Pat McAfee off SmackDown long term, because it would be ridiculous, but fans were chanting his name. And I tell you, I'm into this. I don't even know why. I think I just mostly like the way that it did interweave, and we actually have a proper narrative here to some extent. So I am going to give it an up. From there, it was Ricochet versus Sammy, and as I've said before, and as I will say again, these two are incapable of having a bad match. They got a good chunk of time, and as ever, Rick is ridiculous, although I did not need Michael Cole telling us, oh, well, did you know, the Ricochet was inspired by Johnny Knoxville and Jackass, which is why he became a professional wrestler. I mean, what a terrible retroactive way to try and fit that in. I was a bit like, Mike, he's probably inspired by, like, you know, Jushin Thunder Liger or Rey Mysterio. I don't think anybody watched Jackass and went, man, I want to do a Hurricane Rana. He did take this gnarly bump into Barry Barricade when Sammy just pushed him off the top rope. And there was this awesome near fall after a blue thunderbomb. And because I am an idiot, I bought it a little bit. We also saw this suplex by Zayn get turned into a Hurricane Rana by Ricochet. And it was smoother than my head. But ultimately, we built to the recall. We built to the 630. Rick did retain his championship. For the love of everything, make sure he has a match at WrestleMania. Don't do that to me, WWE. We then got to our main event spot, where I did think we were going to see Paul Heyman get disemboweled by Brock, but instead we actually went back and focused on Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey, because we cut to the back and they were already beating each other up as a bunch of people tried to separate them. I mean, the fact there was this big red car in the background made you go, oh, they're trying to recreate the magic from WrestleMania 35. And while I don't think they got anywhere near to that, that's still pretty good. I mean, Charlotte grabbed Ronda. She gave her a suplex on the car. She then did this weird teeth move, which went, ah. They kind of look like that thing when you do with a kid. You're like, look, I look like a skull. And you pull your mouth open. So that was a bit strange. But as I've said, I think they have a good match. And I appreciate the fact that WWE has gone, this is our main event on Saturday night. And we've got to light a fire under it. So we are doing our best to justify it. And I think we're halfway there, which is what Bon Jovi was singing about. I'm going to give it an up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.